Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I know.
We're a third of the way through.
I know that you watched all the football over the weekend, correct?
I didn't watch all of it. I watched a lot of it.
And
yeah.
we've probably talked about the jerk that gave Juju Smith-Schuster a bloody nose and
Brian
also dissed
Branch.
Patrick Mahomes and refused to shake his hand.
Okay. He's been suspended for one game.
Horrible behavior.
Surprised they didn't give him time served.
Sam, I thought it would be more than a one-game suspension.
Well, that was the joke that I was making.
I know. Didn't you think it would be more than that?
No. It was a bit of a tussle.
Because the guy that spit in Dak Prescott's face got time served so that he could play on the Eagles against the
playing.
Chiefs. Fixes in.
Well, there's also reason to believe that Dak Prescott spat first.
Well, he did.
Could we also talk about our Hollywood Brown, who did an interview after the game?
Yeah, let's talk about
Monday
that.
Night, and is grabbing headlines. You know, it's not my thing. It, you know, he wears. I don't know how this works, Sam.
Of? It's a full grill.
His diamond teeth were on full display.
Yes,
for the world to see. They are all diamond encrusted now.
It is a gold underlay with diamonds on top. They aren't permanent. They pop in and out.
Okay. That was my question. Can you remove them for like family picture day?
Yeah,
you know.
They pop in and out like dentures.
But they cover his teeth. They're like an overlay.
Correct.
Okay.
Like a mouth guard of sorts.
So how much are they?
Much.
Just tell me right now, how much are they?
Here is the story from the Kansas City Star. Taylor Swift's engagement ring is not the only impressive jewelry at the Chiefs game on Sunday night. When Hollywood Brown scored two touchdowns, he flashed the blingiest jewelry in the stadium, his teeth. NBC's Sunday Night Football cameras caught a close-up of Brown after one of his touchdowns against Detroit. As he celebrated, Brown pointed excitedly to his diamond-coated teeth. Fans?
They glow. You can see them from space. Look at that.
Fans got a closer look when he removed his helmet for a post-game interview with NBC. Blinding, bling, 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 they write at the Kansas City Star. One fan on Twitter wondered jokingly whether his grills, or grills with a Z, were more than his contract.
Yes, it is with a Z, by the way, if you are spelling grills appropriately.
I've never needed to spell grills, but how much?
Oh.
They're real.
Not
I assume
cheap.
They're real diamonds.
Well, if they are real diamonds, you wonder why some athletes end up broke after their career.
Do you? I have so many questions about this.
What a waste of money.
Is there anything different than that in a traditional crown? I mean, do you still eat with them? Do you still?
No. You take them off.
Okay.
I mean, would you want to lose a diamond and have to find it? You know what I mean?
Then you're taking it off. And so what? I don't know.
Anywhere from $9,000 to $18,000.
Okay.
That was $9,000, not $9.
Cheaper than I thought you would say.
The Star has a different opinion from you, Sam. They write, while we don't know what Brown splurged for his grills can cost anywhere from $100 to $35,000.
Xavier Worthy also has them.
The 100 would very obviously be fake diamonds.
Yeah, that would be like cubic zirconia.
Right.
And they could be very small diamonds.
Yeah.
They're not like your regular engagement ring diamond plastered on.
Lux Grills, by the way, a jewelry store in Los Angeles.
Like
no, you cannot
dust.
Get a Traeger there. Is known for working with NFL players. They estimate that the diamond grills worn by Lamar Jackson, which appear similar, are 20 grand or higher.
Great question from the text line. Is this your guys' first time hearing about grills?
No, it's not my first time hearing it.
I grew up in the 80s.
Yeah. Front and center there. Even the NFL tweeted about it.
Now the
because
newer
you
trend,
can't ignore it because it's like, oh wow, it's like front row Amy. There it is.
It seemed to be tastefully done.
The newer trend that,
tastefully get out.
The newer trend is what, Sam?
That you'll see a lot of ladies do is they will literally get small diamonds glued to their canines.
No.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
And those you eat with because they're glued on.
Okay.
I don't know where that trend started or even why it started, but it was huge for 5, 6, 7 years.
All right. Travis Walker just texted us and said Ja'Marr Chase from the Bengals spent 50 grand on his grills.
Hey, you got the money.
You're not going to have it for long if you keep wasting it on stupid stuff like that.
Well, it's the price of a car, actually a modest car nowadays. So
yeah,
instead of a car, you get the grills.
You're justifying this?
And yes, text line, it would impact his speech abilities.
Well, of course it would.
Theoretically.
It would be like if you were wearing... No, it would be like if you were wearing braces. It's going to change your face shape and the way you enunciate words. Of course it is.
Special throw.
Okay, stop it.
It does give you a list, but I'm not making that up.
Speaking of women and speaking of diamonds, I am just, so...
You know what my favorite band is?
Stop it. I am so glad.
Then Lithy.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.